Hi, good morning, Rav Moshe. I hope everyone is well. We had begun our Derech HaShishi yesterday. We had to provide some context for the Maim Chazal that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes of Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misoscha, that Kol Shekein Yoshev Hayom Shem Hayom Es Lemocha, that it's only within a certain context that a person is supposed to have this perspective. And it says, even though it doesn't need any proof, it's just so self-evident that that's the case. But it's further underscored by, if one contrasts the previous Derech HaChamishi that we had with the Derech HaShishi. So the Derech HaChamishi during Aser Simei Tshuva, so Rabbeinu Yonah's schedule that he advocates for the Aser Simei Tshuva, just again the previous page, if you recall that Roy L'chol Yirei L'kim L'mayit Ba'asokav L'yos V'ayinu V'ayonu V'nichatem V'lokpoa B'yom V'alai L'itim L'zbode V'chadov L'chabiz D'rocha V'lachko L'kadim Hashmurus L'sasek V'darkei HaTshuva, etc. He says very, very little of that here in the Derech HaShishi, right? There's a tiny fraction of that type of schedule in the Derech HaShishi. Why? Because it's quite clear that in the Derech HaChamishi V'Aser Simei Tshuva, the schedule that Rabbeinu Yonah is recommending is not sustainable. It's not practical. It's not sustainable year-round. And the Derech HaShishi, Rabbeinu Yonah is describing something where, on the one hand, again, a person is Yetzi Adam L'Fa'al O'Val Avadosa Adei Orev, because the person needs to deal with the full range of realities and responsibilities of life, and yet within that the person integrates within that this notion of Yoshev Hayom Shem Hayom Es Lemocha. The other, again, it's straightforward, but it's worth reviewing and thinking through for a moment. So basically, the Derech HaShishi is something that should spur us to daily tshuva. Now it's interesting, at the beginning of the Shaar HaSheni, so when Rabbeinu Yonah said, when Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that he's going to present these six different perspectives to arouse a person to do tshuva. So remember, in the second paragraph here of the Shaar HaSheni, so Rabbeinu Yonah writes that v'yoseh mehema benihi zaher lashuv b'chol yom v'nafshecha l'taher. So here too, Rabbeinu Yonah already was urging that the tshuva be something daily. But it's clear that the difference between what he presented at the beginning and now what he's presenting at the end is that at the beginning, it wasn't motivated by, it's not stimulated by the perspective of Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misoscha. In the beginning, the daily tshuva is a response to just remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just when a person feels that he's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that arouses the person to do tshuva. Moshe l'mar dover dome. Let's say, Rachman Litzlan, I wronged someone. And then I'm going to see him. Well, I see him. We're in the same, we sort of inhabit the same Dalai Lamas. So every time I see the person, so I'm reminded of of that outstanding account, as it were, that should be resolved, that should be settled. So what Rabbeinu Yonah was saying initially is that without a person reflecting upon mortality and without the person reflecting on not wanting to live in a way that things get are left undone, just Zechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that should arouse a person to tshuva. Here in the Derech HaShish, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, again, that a person can further reinforce that aspect of daily tshuva with this perspective of Shuvya Mechel Pnei Misascha. But Omer, Bechol Eis, the Pasuk in Kohelas, Yuvga Decha Levanim, person should always be wearing white clothing, V'shemen Avoshcha Al Yechsa. Lovin Abigodim, Moshal Al Nekiyas HaNefesh, B'tshuva. Like you have in Zechariah, right? When the Nebuah of Zechariah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hasiru Habigodim Hatzoim, to remove the soiled garments. So the garments being soiled represents chait, and therefore conversely the whiteness of the garments represents nikiyas hanefesh. Lo v'na begodim moshal nikiyas hanefesh b'tshuva. Could be also that the reason for this imagery is what Reb Chaim Vital and others explain, that a person's body is compared to the clothing for his nefesh. That the essence of the person is not his physicality, but the essence of the person is the nefesh. But the nefesh inhabits the body. So then the same way, right, the body is clothed in clothing. So then the truth is that the body itself is really only a levush, and it clothes a person's nefesh. Chait is associated with the person's untamed, unrestrained, unsanctified physicality. Chait is associated with the gufonius of a person, with again that the physicality, the physical urges and the midos ra'os, which are rooted in our physicality. So memela, since that's where chait emanates from, so the way one depicts tshuva is that the begodim, i.e. the physicality, is something that has been sanctified. Lovin abgodim mashal nkiyas nefesh tshuva. Hashemen, what does it mean? Shemen avoshcha l'agechsa. There shouldn't be any shortage of oil on one's head. Mashal l'maisim tovim v'shem tov. Ki'inyan shenem atov shem mishemen tov. The wife of a ship captain. So she was applying her cosmetics. But he was on a sea voyage. Why are you beautifying yourself? He's a shipman. Maybe there will be a strong wind. And maybe they'll have to reverse course very dramatically, very quickly. So I want to be ready at all times. Again, as is true in general for this limud, we commented on, and I think on the one hand, especially these lines here, they're very heavy. But me'idach gisa, the truth is that it's not a formula for walking around sad and depressed. It's really a formula for abiding simcha, for a simcha that can endure. When a person lives his whole life, with an awareness of the value of life, with an awareness of accountability, so then the way he'll live his life is one in which he'll live properly, meaningfully, and the simcha that he'll have from Avodas Hashem, from his Haskos B'Torah Mitzvos, will be a simcha that lasts and endures. But if a person sort of lives, instead of carefully, carelessly, instead of reflectively, a person lives reflexively, so none of that changes the realities of life. You know, if a person, you know, if a person is in a certain situation, and he closes his eyes, so it doesn't change the reality, right? When I close my eyes, so you know, I'm sort of, I don't know, maybe I'm trying to deny a reality, but it doesn't change the reality. So a person can develop a modus vivendi of meaningfulness, of authenticity, which will position him again to live a life that's going to be full of meaning instead of ultimately full of regrets. And yes, so there is an element, of, again, the person is not carefree, but the carefulness allows for an authenticity and a simcha that endures. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for now, and Bli Nedar Tashem, we'll resume at 12:45. Everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe, as a Tashem.